with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A fire that erupted Tuesday in Paris damaged a building and spread into a field alongside Interstate 215, burning several acres before crews began making headway. The three-alarm blaze was reported about 3:35 p.m. next to the Salvation Army and Family Store on Orange Avenue. There were no reports of injuries. The Riverside County Fire Department dispatched 24 engine crews and 2 truck companies that encountered flames devouring debris and extending to the Salvation Army building. According to the California Highway Patrol, the fire made a run into a field toward the freeway, which was then blanketed in smoke. With visibility drastically reduced, traffic lanes were closed and a SIG alert was issued at 4:30 p.m. The cause of the fire was not immediately known. Schools in most counties are starting the year with distance learning as coronavirus cases continue to rise across California. That's leaving districts around the state scrambling to get their hands on laptops for students and ensure they have a reliable internet connection. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurmond told lawmakers at a recent hearing that he wants to close the digital divide between students who have access to technology and those that don't.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we're leaning in. We're racing against the clock because we know that school opens in 3 weeks.
The state allocated over $5 billion for schools to address pandemic-related needs. Some districts are spending all of it on devices. Others are hoping companies such as Intel and Google will donate to fill in the gaps. National parks are looking to get some much-needed restoration, and some new parks may be coming to urban areas as well. Congress passed the Great American Outdoors Act last week, which would fund things like expanding natural areas and preserving habitat. Juan Altamirano with Audubon, California, says the dollars are a win for low-income neighborhoods and communities of color.
Access to green spaces should be a right, not a privilege. The Great American Outdoors Act includes equity in the outdoors.
The bill will also help address the $12 billion maintenance backlog needed for national parks like Yosemite. The president has yet to sign the bill into law. Virgin Galactic has revealed what the interior of the rocket ship will look like that will carry passengers on suborbital flights into the space's lower reaches. An online event Tuesday showcased cabin details designed to enhance the experience of hurtling up into space, experiencing weightlessness, and seeing the Earth far below. One unusual amenity is a large mirror to let passengers see themselves floating against the backdrop of space. Virgin Galactic officials say there will be a few more test flights before commercial operations begin at Spaceport America in southern New Mexico. A start date has not been announced for the passenger flights. A Native American tribe has reclaimed a small part of ancestral lands on California's Big Sur coast that were lost to Spanish colonial settlement nearly 250 years ago. The Mercury News reports the Esalen tribe of Monterey County closed escrow on 1,199 acres, about 5 miles inland from the ocean, that was part of a $4.5 million deal involving the state and the Western Rivers Conservancy. It marks the first restoration of any lands to the tribe, which lost 90% of its approximately 1,000 members to disease and other causes by the early 1800s. The land encompasses old-growth redwoods, oak woodlands, meadows, and endangered steelhead trout. The mercury is expected to jump into the triple digits today in parts of the Riverside metropolitan area as temperatures begin to spike throughout Riverside County heading into the weekend. Highs in the Coachella Valley are expected to reach 120 degrees on Friday. The mercury in the Riverside metropolitan area is forecast to top out at 108 on Friday. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.